quack. Police have arrested two guys on misdemeanor charges of tampering with a body. I will never be arrested for that.
Don't be so sure.
You do it in such private that people won't catch you?
These two gentlemen left a dead 18-year-old woman on the porch of a house.
They didn't kill her,
oh, no.
No, they say that she died in their car, and they think that she died from a drug overdose. She was a senior at Spruce High School. She died about an hour before they left her on the porch of the house. They said they panicked. They didn't know what else to do, so then she dies in the car, and so they just leave her propped up in a rocking chair on the front porch. I'm adding the detail of the rocking chair just to paint the picture.
Okay.
Might have been a front porch swing.
Could have been a porch swing. Could have been wicker. I don't know. But they face up to a year in prison for these charges, for misdemeanor counts of tampering with a body.
Why didn't they just call paramedics?
Well, because there were drugs involved, and they're all nervous and
panicked.
Yeah, they panicked. What would you do? You've already said, Craig, you would help any of us dispose of a body.
Yep. Sure would.
Bring that up. It's too uncomfortable.
As a commitment to friendship. No, you've since reversed field on that, haven't you?
On helping you dispose of a body?
The scenario of George showing up at your house
It's Gordon. It's not
2:45 one morning on a weekday.
That's
plausible. You're supposed to be up for work here in just a few hours, and he shows up at your door, and he's shivering. And just filthy, and he's got blood all over his face, and says, "Junior, I screwed up. I screwed up.
Don't put me in these.
Stop breathing.
Don't put me in these situations."
First
off, they don't loop in my head like they do. You're obviously very familiar with the situation like this.
I am not.
You just push a recall button, and instantly we have this graphic scene from your twisted mind.
It's not,
so don't put me in these
What's
scenarios.
Graphic about it? I'm just saying, what if you did that to Junior? Should Junior help you out?
Yeah, I'm telling you, don't put yourself in that situation, not me.
Well, I've thought this through many times because I know that one of you will come to me that situation.
Well,
and I have decided that I would help you out, that I would take you to a remote field. I would dig the hole with you, and we'd put the body in there, and then I'd club you guys on the back of the head and push you in the hole with the body and bury you.
You know, don't redirect this at me and blame me for him.
You shut up. What's happened to you?
It's keeping both of you out of prison. I'm helping you.
But it's so of mice and men.
It'll be okay, George. Just sit down and calm down. I'll tell you about the rabbit skin.
All right, let's go. So you would help George out in that case. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Gordon.
Could have just come in and just sit down and rest my head for a little while.
Sure, Gordon. What do you need?
No, I'm George.
No, you're Gordon.
I screwed up.
She started
really,
to talk
Gordon,
back
what'd
to
you
me.
Do?
I screwed up.
What'd you do, Gordon?
We were just making love. And
all right, do the next story.
I didn't know how strong my hands were.
God. You will give that little soliloquy one day.
Shut up. You're a twisted twit.
Huh.
Take that.
Hey, when Jose Landa was shot and killed...